Hello, y'all. Welcome to KATL.
I got questions.
Questions. Today,
to mind blow chest?
Probably one of the most mind blowing documentaries. Is it a documentary?
It is a documentary. But I feel like whenever you hear the word documentary, you're like, yeah.
Okay, so it was a biography of this guy's past.
We watched some crazy shit. Long story short.
And it's called, was it Two Faces the Gray?
I'm pretty sure it was Two Face Gray Face.
Let me see here. I can look this up real quick. Two Face the Gray.
Oh, Two Face the Gray. Okay, correct.
And it is on Amazon
Prime.
And I highly suggest that everyone watch this documentary. So we've been discussing aliens and spirituality, and we just got our answers.
It's interesting about this one is that it starts off with everybody involved believing what they are truly looking at is a ghost.
Right.
And they only begin to question it when everyone is like, yo, guys, I know you guys were told you're looking for ghosts, but, like, you motherfuckers stupid? Because, like, do you not see that this is an alien? And then they're like, oh, maybe you're right.
Enoch.
But granted, Enoch. Oh, like the book?
Yo. So, without giving too much of the documentary away, basically...
Oh, we better give all this shit away.
Okay. So, these guys are asked to go to Australia to paranormally investigate this certain area. And the government, the Australian government, was willing to pay them.
Cockatoo Island.
Cockatoo Island in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So they go there, they do all this, you know, investigating, and they end up catching what they believe is an entity, a full-body apparition, which is highly unlikely in the paranormal world to catch on film.
And they call him Sir No Face. Now, fun fact, this documentary is the sequel to the Sir No Face documentary. So if you wanted to start there, go for it, but if you start with this one, the first one's irrelevant. Just know that.
Yeah, I didn't watch the first one, but I got all my answers through this. I'm sorry, I'm completely distracted by this EVP right now. It's blowing up.
I'm just, like, really seeing some real interesting shit, too.
Right.
So... Is that Enoch, Wright, Hope? What did it just say now?
Air.
Interesting.
So...
Okay, anyways, you know what?
I think the first question I have, you should pull out your binder with the notes.
Dude, we took notes, guys.
The first question I have is why I know nothing of the Australian government. Why I know nothing of Australian history.
You know, you never really hear about Australia. It's kind of like the land down under. But nobody asks questions.
It's completely cut off from the rest of the world. Like, no one's tried to take over Australia.
You don't ever hear about wars with Australia.
No, they weren't. They weren't even mentioned in the wars.
What the hell
is up with Australia?
You know, I mean, I'm sure people know. We just don't.
Right. But I'm like, even just through all the schooling I've had.
Girlfriends.
So these people go and Australia's like, yo, dogs, we hear you're some awesome paranormal investigators. We want to pay you to come to Australia, Cockatoo, whatever island.
Yeah.
And we're going to pay you to investigate these buildings, investigate this island, and then the next day we want you to schedule tours and all of that, blah, shabam, and we're going to pay you for it.
Right, and you see this alien, it pops out, he basically goes, oh, fuck, shit, board mission! Because he realized he was caught on film.
Right, so the alien's like, oh, shit,
abort, help!
And these people 100% believe it is a paranormal ghost. They have,
yeah.
You know, they lost time. There's a whole hour missing from some of their teams. Other ones felt like really personal connections where they wanted to cry when they were leaving. Like, they really thought this shit was a ghost. And then through all of these, what would you call them? Presentations.
Events.
You know, whatever, yeah. When you go talk to people. People were like, dudes, this might be an alien. So they were all like, let me look into this. And that's when the dude was doing that presentation, and the guy with the Eye of Ra, tattooed on his face.
Came up and gave him those documents.
So, here we have one tie to Egypt somehow, with the Eye of Ra.
Yes, and the documents that was given to this paranormal investigator, mind you, he did not want any part of this. He did not want to go down this rabbit hole. He thought everything he was hearing was horse shit. The guy's documents were basically on all of the mutilated bodies and the cows that are you've come up in, like, what, Mexico, Australia, basically the desert, and how it's all linked to these aliens. But really, it's linked to the government pretending to be these aliens to scare the public, because there's going to apparently be a fake invasion.
Right. And so,
yeah,
all this is written down, and dude gives, like, the tattoo face guy gives these guy these documents. He reads through all of it and is like, what the fuck?
His mind is blown.
Right. So he starts asking questions, and that's where we dive into all of those little random conspiracy theories that then get bigger.
Right.
And they tie together now after watching this. Watching this documentary makes them make sense.
Right. All of the wars make sense.
All of it.
All of the wars are not about frickin' oil or all this other bullshit. It was basically a pissing game to see about who can make the biggest bomb. But the aliens were involved with that because they told us, you will not destroy this planet. So, meanwhile, who was the person before Hitler? Truman?
Stalin.
Stalin. No, who was the first one who went to Antarctica?
Stalin. Putin Stalin.
Was it Stalin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was Stalin.
In 1933.
He went down to Antarctica and was like, we're going to search for uranium. And the aliens, apparently these 7-foot bronze...
Perf.
Giants.
Mm-hmm.
That were like almost guardians to the little grays. Stopped them. Said, turn around, go back home, don't ever come back.
And they were all like, who are you?
Right.
And they were like, we are the fathers of creation. You know, we're the third
protectors.
Star in Orion's belt.
The Orion's belt. Yes.
So those people go back to Putin and are all like, this shit happened. And he's like, fuck all y'all. We ain't telling nobody. You all go to jail for the rest of your lives.
Basically, yeah.
Imprisoned all of them.
Kills them, imprisons them. So how Hitler rude. Hears of this. And he's like, dope. Believing in aliens and whatnot, he's already on it. So he sends, like, a fucking mass fleet out to Antarctica.
And actually takes one down.
Yes.
He takes down, like, this 10-foot bell-shaped UFO and decides he's going to start trying to reverse engineer shit.
He takes it back, and that's how that whole we're going to turn the war tide happened, because he thought he was really going to have this spacecraft to blow up the United States. That obviously didn't happen. But in the meantime, I believe after he stole that bellcraft, he went back. And they shot his entire, like, half of his fleet down in
that,
like, 3 seconds.
That was actually the U.S. Truman.
Was it the U.S.?
Yeah,
okay.
Truman did send, who was it? Admiral Byrd. He sent him.
And
like an entire fleet of
we
people.
We had submarines. We had aircraft.
I think it was like 14,000.
1,400.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, 40,000. 4,700 men, 13 ships,
and 33 aircrafts. Half of them destroyed in 3 seconds.
They were supposed to go on a 6-month expedition and came back and running back to America in 2 months.
With half of everyone dead.
Because no matter what, we did not have the ability to take these motherfuckers out. And the only reason those men made it back was because these aliens, quote, quote,
showed mercy.
Mercy.
Now, I don't want anyone to get a painted negative light on aliens, because that is not at all what I want to get across.
No.
The only reason they attacked us is because we were going to blow them the fuck up.
We literally went there with the intent to take out the extraterrestrials to mine for uranium and fucking oil. The only reason they attacked is because we went there to fucking, again, hoard natural resources.
Yes. Yes. So this guy says, from these documents, one of the guys emails him. Remember, he got an email with a 60-page freaking novel.
From Daniel David Skyfall.
From the Skyfall. I don't know if any of you have heard of the Skyfall conspiracy theory, but basically we drilled down so far in the Earth to its core.
Metallic layer.
That if we ever ripped this drill out, the sky would fall.
It basically creates this, like, fucking mist shit that then reacts with the clouds, because this shit's hot, the clouds are cold, and then it literally looks like rocks and clouds are falling from the sky. It looks like the fucking clouds are on sitting on your driveway type shit.
So, we found out they took this drill out.
Right.
And that is why we've been having such chaotic weather. That is why they're doing the chemtrails in the sky. Because they are literally trying to combat their own fuckery that they created.
That's literally what... I mean, and this isn't us making that, like, conspiracies or anything. Like, you can go on Google
this
and find
facts.
This.
This We're is
not,
happening.
We are not discovering anything new here.
And you gotta wonder why Elon Musk is now pushing to go to Mars. Because all these elites know the shit's about to blow the fuck up. It... Either whether it be from our fake alien invasion, because we have reverse engineered the aliens' technology so that when we see spacecrafts coming out and shooting down at our own people, we're going to assume it's aliens. So when the aliens do try to come and save us, we're going to go and kill the aliens because we think they're the bad guys. Because Ringer, the little gray aliens are actually robots that were created in this facility in Australia. Do you have that one written down?
Well, where Dr. Greer says they're being manufactured, like,
yes.
Fucking, what does he say, sausages
on
off a conveyor belt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, the Dr. Greer guy, if you've watched Unacknowledged documentary, and he also has...
Dr. Stephen Greer.
The new documentary, what was it called? The First Contact or something like that.
Yeah.
He says all of this shit. What are we even talking about? Anyways, oh, this guy. So him and
Australia.
His two dudes are trying to disclose all this information and meeting all these people, and then they simultaneously, all three of them, three fucking brohams, get cancer simultaneously. Two of the three die, in which Dr. Stephen Greer was the third who barely survived.
Barely.
And he will tell you this, and if you watch the documentary that he has made, you can see the pain in this man's fucking eyes from losing the people that meant the most of him just because of the shit. Like...
Right. And already, the guy is making this paranormal documentary. We're already approached by the Men in Black. They were told that this film is not going to happen. They better knock it the fuck off, or some bad shit's gonna happen. So here's where this documentarist, what is this guy's name? Who made the documentary?
His name was... No, Chad was the paranormal investigator. I don't remember.
So okay. We'll call him... I think his middle name was Michael. So we'll call him Michael. Michael David. This Michael guy. He's scared. Because he feels he has a moral duty to seek out the truth for the people so that we don't horribly fuck up even more. And he's scared because he has a wife. Luckily, he doesn't have any children with this. Otherwise, you already know the government and their fucked upness. But he doesn't want to drag his wife into this world that now is presented with him.
And what is crazy about it is how far it goes back. So this shit goes all the way back to Stalin that we know of, that's kind of undisclosed information. Who knows how far it goes back from there? But then it's like, all right, we found out about the moon landing today. We found out that 20 days before they televised the moon landing, Aldrin, Armstrong, and what was his name? Collins. They all already were landed on the fucking moon. And there are pictures where it's visible that UFOs and shit were watching them and flying them and flying around them. And fucking, there were fucking buildings and
temples,
symbols, pyramids on the fucking moon.
Right.
And then you find out that these dudes had to sign a non-disclosure agreement 5 minutes before fucking going on air. And then you watch that shit, and you can see it in their faces. These dudes
are pissed.
They're pissed they have to be quiet, but they look like they're changed fucking men. Whatever fucking saw changed their lives. For sure.
Right. Reality is no longer the same. And it's not what the government tells you, where you're going to have the same job and you're going to retire and everything's going to be great. You're going to be the great old patio daddy-o, cooking family meals and what have you, playing golf. That's not what reality is. at all. This shit gets so dark that these people don't even want to touch on the subject because there is no good. We just keep getting more and more fucked up with how many atomic bombs we have shot on our world.
Over 2,000 nukes have been fucking detonated, and over 1,000 of those nukes are from the fucking U.S. alone. And out of 5 known extraterrestrial attacks that have been initiated by man, all 5 have been made, well, except for Hitler's, have been made by us.
Right, because, again, it's a pissing match. Oh, my bombs are bigger. Really, I got the smallest one over here. And it really worries me because these exact same people that are sitting there creating these freaking Death Stars, basically, are the same people living on this earth. Like, you have to breathe this air. You have to drink our water. You have to live in this planet. And you are literally destroying it.
You know what the first red flag for people should have been? When fucking, who was it, Nixon? Nixon. Fuck, he was like, I called the guys on the moon. Okay, so you expect me to believe that in fucking 1969, you were able to make a long distance phone call.
Oh my God.
To the moon.
Get out of here. What,
you can make intergalactic calls.
The cell phones weren't even a thing.
Motherfuckers, we had landlines.
I mean, come on, guys.
But you're making phone calls to the moon.
You know.
I mean, if you wanted to lie, you could have at least said, "Yeah, I was patched in through fucking space station to the
radio."
Guys on the moon.
Wouldn't a radio make more sense?
You didn't phone call anybody.
We were on the right frequency.
Full of shit. So we know you're lying.
Nixon fucked up the world so much. JFK should have never been killed. The damn elites are a bunch of bullshit assholes. They literally, how dare you try to create such a wonder into such darkness?
Dude, we've literally had a space force. So, enough concern and all that for the government to feel the need to create an entire team of people strictly dedicated to enforcing the U.S. laws of space. That is not ours.
Right.
You do not get to control space.
This planet isn't even ours. This planet does not belong to us. It allows us to reside on its beautiful surface. And it already is fighting back with hurricanes, freaking stone storms. What was that?
But that was the skyfall. That was the reaction from them drilling. But they fucking went to prove that the chemtrails and shit, they are able to produce massive water vapor clouds that actually can fucking rain. So not only can the government make us believe that an alien is in fact an alien, when really it's a fucking robot on the inside and just fucking fake plastic on the outside, they can fucking make us believe that. They can make us believe that it's fucking natural weather causing huge disasters like fucking Katrina and shit. When really, how do we fucking know they didn't send a massive fucking cloud into the air that fucked up the water shit and like the moon lime and all that and fucking
like
caused this huge tsunami?
H-A-A-P
how do we
something?
Know them fucking with the moon isn't the reason these shits is happening?
I mean, honestly, humanity shouldn't be in control of anything. The aliens really need to put us in our place. I mean, not us personally. But, like, we also had a theory, because I get followed around the number 316 a lot, and that happened to appear in the document. But if you read the Bible, you would know that John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believe in him shall not perish." So we flipped that into alien lingo. What if God is in fact aliens, and the aliens are basically stating, like, because they're all-knowing beings, we know what's going to happen, we know what you're going to do, but we also are telling you right now that if you believe in us, basically, if you do not attack us, you believe that we are this good present, we will save you, and all these evil motherfuckers are going to die. And I like that. I like that translation, because I do believe in the aliens, and I want to be saved by them. I also want downloaded knowledge. I want to be able to speak telepathy.
Dope.
To, you know.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope. But the one thing the documentary did not solve, and that, I mean, the shit.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. We ain't even done telling you what that documentary disclosed. But what it didn't solve is how all of these instances and all of these people seem to have some tie back to Egypt. Like, the tattoo face man, he had the Eye of Ra tattooed on his face. People don't just go around getting the Eye of Ra tattooed on their face.
The spacecraft some of the, had Ra as well.
The UFO had a fucking... Yeah, it had like a rare metal. Yeah, an Egyptian hieroglyph that said freedom.
Adamantium.
That's... Tell me why I thought... I was like, Wolverine, Adamantium. And then I thought of our friend from high school, like, no, Wolverine will totally kick anybody else, any other superhero's ass. Why? Because he's got fucking adamantium. You can't fuck with that shit.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you could behead him.
Yeah, no, our friend Stacy.
Yeah, I know.
Adamantium, Wolverine. Dork.
Jesus. Anyways.
Anyway. Well, anyways.
So with this whole Egypt thing, now, I don't know, I'm not going to assume anyone's beliefs here, but we know that ancient civilization known as Egypt to us was in fact home to these extraterrestrials. The pyramids, the structures, everything matches with everything around the world, the moon, on Mars, probably every other planet that we can't go to right now. But they were once here. That was their home. And for somehow, they now are in Antarctica, protecting probably what is last of the natural resources of the world. They're like, nah, bitches, you ain't getting us. We're gonna cut you off right here. Stay the fuck over there. We're gonna stay here. Right? Fuck up your own shit. I'ma stay here. With my crystals and my gems and my oils and my uranium. Because the world needs that. I don't know when. Obviously, the creation of cars is awesome. Okay.
Right, obviously.
But when did it become like a good idea to drill into the world to take out its resources? Like, obviously the world needs that for some shit.
It's because, like, here in America, we don't have much oil. That's why it's so expensive. We have to get it from fucking...
Yeah, I thought Trump did a thing in Texas,
there,
though.
Or whatever. Because they're, you know, like Africa and shit, because they're like rich and all that shit or whatever.
But we're all, they're all in bed with each other.
But that's what I'm saying. That's exactly why we wanted to be like the first ones to get to Antarctica and like mine the shit. Because like if we didn't have to rely on those foreign countries for oil, we could mine all the shit in Antarctica and be the most powerful country.
Yes.
Now, granted, we did that with a mass amount of nukes. Like, oh my God. We're going to drop that bomb on Hiroshima, and then, just to prove a fucking point, we're gonna drop a fucking nuke on fucking Nagasaki?
Something like that.
Just to fucking prove we can. Business. Like, how fucking grimy and dirty can
you be?
It's
really sad to see the reactions of not only the World War II pilots that had to drop those bombs, saw the testings of those bombs. What did that guy, I Have Now Become Death, the destroyer of worlds.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't something to be proud of. You can definitely tell this guy was coerced into making this fucking bomb because of his scientific genius. And he hated every fucking minute of it. But they probably threatened his family. They definitely did.
Well, and, you know, Stephen Greer guy, he's not the only one who says that the U.S. is going to be the one to stage the invasion. That, Von Braun guy, the Russian Nazi scientist, mm-hmm. who got pardoned with like 1,300 other fucking Nazis to come and join the fucking American government science fucking shitballs things.
Yeah.
Fucking on his dead, dying of, oh, lo and behold, cancer. He was like, you guys need to know the fucking U.S. is gonna stage this shit. So this shit has been known and said, dude fucking said this shit.
And why would a dying man lie? Like, if anything, he probably felt remorseful in that moment for all the fucking shit.
Especially
he
one who has ties to Russia, Hitler, and the United States.
You know, and
classified info at that.
Like, why does it? I know the United States, Russia, China, Korea, fucking England. All these bitches are in bed together. Okay, they want to act like we're separate countries and we want to bring them under one world order. Well, we already fucking are. Okay.
Right. The atomic bombs weren't enough, so here's the Soviet Union.
Those people.
Let's fucking go ahead and make make these fucking.
They have fucking
hydrogen
lunch
bombs now.
And they decide
nukes
what they're going to blow the fuck up.
Nukes.
Oh, so if we only ruin the atmosphere over here, how long does it take to get over here? We're going to be dead by that time because then it doesn't matter. The fuck? Where did it get so bad? Where did it get so bad?
It got bad when the fucking people who wanted power more than anything got control of our country. That's when the shit got bad. Because instead of fucking, like, you know, maybe trying to coexist with these people or do any sort of thing, it literally seems like the U.S. government saw it as a ploy or a plot to fucking pin Americans against each other, the world against each other, so that they could one day launch their new world order that Bush was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which Bush, I just find really George coincidental that George Bush Sr. on September 11th is going to give a fucking speech about
91
about new world order, and then September 11th, 2001,
Nixon says, I would wonder what would happen if an outside attack would just unite the nation.
Yeah, and then what happens on September 11, 2001?
You know, I have a question.
The first thing happens that would pin people against one entire race of beings. That's what happened.
That is true.
Nobody anymore likes Muslim people. Like, let's be real. I don't mind. I don't care. I was never that fucking bitch to fucking
never
mug somebody just because they were wearing a hijab after that shit.
It's deeper than that, though, because we know that the aliens are all involved in these wars. So what did 9/11 have to do with extraterrestrials? That is what needs to come out now. Because all right, you know how Elon Musk in the documentary seemed very remorseful about probably his part in AI. He warned us. That was the third thing that humanity has fucked up on.
I wouldn't say remorseful was the word. I'd say he seemed worried. He seemed scared.
So hear me out. So we have the aliens. They live, let's just say Egypt. They're doing their thing. They're being awesome aliens, right? They create humans.
Okay.
Which would be their AI, right? Let's just say we're the AI of the aliens. Now, what if Elon Musk was trying to warn us about AI so much because it's going to be the repeated history of what happened with the aliens, where all of a sudden they created something that overpowered them somehow. And now we're creating another AI that is eventually going to overpower us.
So, Elon Musk went from saying fucking AI technology is far more dangerous than any nuclear weapon.
And it's far more advanced than the public even knows.
Hands down, way more dangerous. To then, what was it, five weeks later?
Yeah.
Go on Joe Rogan's podcast and be like, the look on this guy's face. He's just like, fuck. Like, I really didn't want to be asked this question, but you could just see, like,
The
blood drained from this dude's face. Right. And he's like, you know, he couldn't even look Joe Rogan in the face.
I tried.
And he was like, I tried to warn them. I tried. And it was real vague and like real almost robotic sounding, but he was like, I tried to warn them. My efforts were futile.
Right.
Like, who the fuck says my efforts were futile?
What did he use for the comparison? He said you wouldn't allow just random people to go out there and make a bomb, right? Like, you wouldn't just allow people in their homes to start making bombs just to test them. So why would you allow people to make AIs unmonitored?
And yet there are so many ways.
Robotic birds?
For people to learn how to do this. And now they're even pushing the kids' toys where you can learn how to code early. My baby can learn how to code without even knowing it.
No, the technology thing really scares me. What kind of trade was that? Is literally what the aliens did, what the humans tried to do with the people. All right, that's what you. I'm insulted. Anyways, okay.
Infection.
Infection. were, a lot of our questions got answered, but we're going to try to connect ancient Egypt with aliens. Because I really want to know how humanity overpowered someone who can destroy half a fleet in 3 seconds, but yet allows us domain over the earth. I don't know, maybe we coexisted at some point. Like, it wasn't really, like, maybe they were visitors. Their earth got blown up, and then we allowed asylum here, and then all of a sudden we turned on them because, you know, let's face it, humans are shit. Humans are shit.
So, I mean, we do have to somehow figure out, because, like we've talked about, a lot of the majority, I'd say, like, well over majority of the things we've watched, all have some sort of little bit or something that does connect to, like, ancient Egypt and hieroglyphs, or, like, Sumerians and the Anunnaki and all that. It does connect there. But we also have to figure out how it connects to spirituality and the afterlife. Mm-hmm. There's a few theories here. There's several. One, we are humans, you know, Big Bang did happen. The government is lying to us. They're going to fake an invasion. Okay. Aliens on the outside have always just been those aliens on the outside. And when that happens, we'll figure out what happens. Okay. I don't like it. I don't believe that.
It's one theory.
One theory. Second theory. We all know or have been told that the Earth has died before. Many, many moons ago, the Earth, like, went to shit. Like, that big meteor came and crashed into the Earth.
Spontaneously exploded.
You know? And some shit's like,
but the snake
when people become awakened, that's when the natural disasters happen, so that the awakened ones can go to be the higher selves.
Like that theory.
Yeah, so you know, because I like it a lot too. And then the fucking it said in the same documentary, when you stop asking questions, that is when you truly die, because those people will never be awakened. Ascend. They will never reach the point to, like,
they'll have to keep reliving the life until they can finally ask a question.
Right. And by the world dying, it doesn't necessarily mean, like, it blew up and went into nothing, but, like, the Ice Age.
We ascended.
It froze over.
Into another
reality. So people could come back and try again.
Well, if you think about it.
So if that was the case, you know, okay, that can branch off into some sub-theories there. We're spiritual beings, we go and we come back.
Well, no, because that coincides with
everything. We're little worms in a jar.
Else.
The aliens created us. They're killing the earth when we learn, and then they.
Well, that one sucks. I don't like that.
We're sausages on the conveyor.
I don't like that.
Let's hope not, you know?
But
nobody,
like,
wants to hope they're
what
sausage.
You said with when you ascend, that's when the earth dies, and mm-hmm. but you would just go into the, what was it, the 4D we're going to go into next?
Right, right.
Because they do, like, the Abraham Hicks and the Bashars on a much smaller scale. They say that when you raise your vibration, you can no longer, the things of low vibration or that matched your old vibration will no longer be in your life, because they can't touch you now that you're at a higher vibration. So, like, the people you meet will be different, your objects will be different, like, everything ascends with you, and then anything that's lower than you can't even touch you.
Mm-hmm.
And that would make sense when the government wants to keep us down.
Mm-hmm. Which then also kind of ties into what we talked about yesterday. So we all know, I like to think I'm a very intuitive person.
Right, right, right.
Very empathetic person.
You do not doubt yourself.
I don't. Not very often. Not very often. And everything could, like, the reason we didn't believe those fucking conspiracies is because intuitively we knew that shit was fake, but, like...
Like, you're hitting on something, like, but you're not quite there.
Intuitively, I know that there is a higher being, blah, 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 so we get to ascend when the world dies, type shit.
Right. Right, right. I mean, I don't want, obviously, an alien or fake alien invasion to happen. I don't want to actually live through that. I don't want my child to live through that.
Right.
But
according to Elon Musk, he's not worried about civilization, and that shit won't happen for at least another 100 years.
That's still not okay.
No. Right.
You don't plant a tree in the hopes that you'll see it in full bloom. You'll be dead. You'll be long gone.
No.
You would hope that your grandchildren are.
But I got questions about this guy anyway. Because number one, he's got dead eyes. All right. I don't know how anybody could look at that man's eyes and think, "Oh, that's dreamy." He looks dead in the eyes. All right. Sorry, dude. Two. He sounds very emotionless about everything. Like, I was listening to, he was on some shit, and someone asked him, like, how he liked being a father and all that, and literally all he could say and just kept repeating it is like, yeah, it's cool, it's fun, it's cool. You had no joyous moments to say about your child and the love of being a fucking father, which tends to be the most monumentous moment in a man's life.
Okay, but here, hear me out, another perspective. From what you know now, if I wasn't in your life,
he could just be beat down.
Who would you talk to? And Dave Chappelle is actually the one who said it. People think it's great being woke, right? It's not. It's the most loneliest thing in the world because who do you talk to? Everyone is going to think you're crazy and that you need to be put in an asylum, or they're just going to brush you off. You can't. It must be really hard, especially for someone like Elon Musk, who is just maybe obnoxiously smart, okay, to converse with an ordinary person.
See, I don't think that's what his problem is. He's always been smart, you know, and it's not like he, until he invented the Tesla, he was unheard of. Like, he had been in the scientific community before that and everything. I think, like, if anything, theory on Elon Musk, if you ever hear this, sorry, dude, you can hate me all you want, but...
He got bought.
Well, he started out, you know, like, I'm gonna make some cool shit. And then he realized, okay, like, you know, yo, we can make some cool shit. This is dangerous. People told him to shut the fuck up. He saw what they were fucking making. He saw what's capable of. He found out some shit because now he's the fucking inventor of Tesla. And that's the only reason this guy's allowed to go to fucking Mars. Because who the fuck just gets to start a company and go to fuck to Mars when there's a whole goddamn space force?
The government.
Fucking nobody. The government. Dude fucking was like, they're like, okay, fine. You know what, dude? You shut your fucking mouth. We won't fucking kill you and your family, and we'll let you go to Mars. We ain't gonna tell nobody no fucking shit. No. And if you start to get frisky, we're gonna blow your rockets up. What just happened? His rocket just blew up? Elon Musk's? No, that's funny.
No, he must be regretting whatever agreement he has with the government. Because I can see it.
He said it himself!
You're a young scientist, right? You're making a mechanical fucking dog, okay? This is awesome.
I watched that podcast! The guy who made the fucking dog, his name is Lex Free fucking F something. He's a dude. He looks real fucking regular schmegular. Wears a suit, black suit, white shirt.
Nothing of this. But you make a mechanical dog. And you're like, wow, I wish I could make everyone a mechanical dog.
Joe Rogan's like, don't bring that fucking thing in here.
Right. But the government doesn't see your awesomeness on making a mechanical dog. They see that you have the knowledge to create something, and they're gonna be like, okay, cool, you made a dog, but can you make a person? Can you do this? Can you make a little alien?
Oh, great.
How do you make skin tissue?
Now that you made that, you miraculously died.
Or, like, I'll endorse you. I'll endorse you. I'll make you the greatest scientist in the history books. But you have to make whatever I want you to, without any questions. And if you try to back out, you and your entire family is dead.
Or like that dude who fucking made that water-powered engine and tried to get it patented, and then all information gone.
Right.
Done. You don't get this no more.
Who is that person? Did he even exist?
I don't know if he died or not, but he sure didn't get that fucking patent. I know that.
Or someone steals it, like the typical Tesla and Einstein case.
It's if you are capable of creating something the government wants and you are not willing to share it, they will not let you have access to that.
Which really sucks because, you know, I feel like there is like a majority of good people in the world and they just want to do better.
Do you just want to create an engine that ran on water so you wouldn't have to pay for gas?
Do you mean that no one will have to pay? Oh, hell no. Shut this shit down. Kill them. Kill the whole town. Bomb it. Quarantine it. We have to make sure that these thoughts don't even go into the air.
Well, that's exactly why there's still fucking cancer when we know genetic engineering is possible. And we do it.
Right.
We could literally wipe out all genetic diseases and fucking shit with genetic engineering. Like, there's documentaries on it. It's not perfected per se, probably, that we know of anyway.
Right.
But they're fucking doing it. And yet, everybody's still sick.
It's a freaking...
Everybody.
$1 trillion company. Cancer in itself. Cancer is never... Why would they let that go?
They're never gonna let that shit go. The only way they're gonna let that shit go is when aliens come to visit and they're like, we're blowing up your pharmaceutical companies.
Blow it up. Blow it up. I just said that in one of my... that's funny. In my essay today. Because I was so pissed about the environmental police, obviously. I was just like, rip the Band-Aid off. Let the population go into chaos. Fuck it.
There is literally a group of people somewhere making the head calls that literally put the human civilization in danger. Whether it be the environmental police, they've got somebody who's like...
They're legit sitting back smoking a doobie and they're like, yeah, we're just gonna blow up Turkey today.
There's that organization for consumers who literally get to pick and choose, you know, what the safe regulation for consumer products is, but...
The pesticides that are
But it doesn't matter what they say because somebody else can be like, shut the fuck up.
Guys, this is as early as 2017 to 2018. Even last year. Why are we still debating this? Whether we can put a, I don't even remember this, chloral chamber on our food for pesticides, even though it's known to be poisonous, can be, it could kill us, it could cause birth defects, everything. But you know what? No, because we make a lot of money. And you better shut the fuck up. It doesn't cause cancer. What are you talking about? Kill this guy. Shoot him in the head. You know what I mean?
IKEA
That's
dressers.
Really fucked up.
IKEA dresses killing babies. We won't.
You know what's that part? I didn't hear about that until you told me.
There was like a... Like, dude, that shit happened. And then IKEA... The fucking consumer people were like, you gotta ban these dressers. Like, you gotta make sure this shit is safe. You gotta make sure it's a certain weight, a certain height, a certain ratio. So, like, if the top drawer is open, kids are unpredictable, and a baby goes to sign, like, ooh, what's in this drawer? This shit isn't so top-heavy, it falls over. Because... And it said the whole problem was shit used to be handmade, hand quality made, mm-hmm. where you had a solid fucking piece of wood that got love put into it, and it was fucking sturdy. And now, shit's all compressed, fucking easy assembled shit. So you put huge ass drawers on the top with no fucking big ass, like no sturdy stability on the bottom. It's cheap shit.
No, it's exactly. And you know what? I'm getting into the whole waste thing too. I understand plastic for the medical fields has been awesome, but like...
That was my only argument.
Do we really need 100 different million kinds of Barbie dolls, guys? Like, really? Your kids can shut up. Your kids can shut up, okay?
Well, and we also know there's tons of other things you can make that shit out of.
Oh my god. You know what?
Wire
kids,
and paper mache, bitch.
They wouldn't even care.
Honestly, and you know what else it would teach children? What else it would teach children if they didn't have this indestructible fucking plastic doll to play with? That they actually had to fucking take care of their shit. They cannot go around breaking their shit and fucking flinging it around and shit because things have value and cost money. And you
let's
know,
not even get into what these things are actually made out of. The phones. Guys, there's gold, there's copper, there's mercury, there's some mother frickin' things on the periodic table that I can't even pronounce, but they're all hazardous to us.
My car literally pings off radiation.
Like, come on.
The fuck?
Come on.
Yeah, so if anyone's gonna get cancer, I'm probably gonna get cancer from the radiation coming out of my fucking car.
Oh, and it's a lot, like Volkswagen, it's a huge thing. Volkswagen had like a huge lawsuit. They were fucked because they created a device that when the car recognized when it was being tested for emissions and it would test lower for the carbon that was being let off in its exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I have questions. So they tricked about 30 million people into buying these cars, okay? US, and then it like blew the fuck up in their face years later. But how come the people that were testing the air quality, you environmental police, didn't notice a change in whether it was going down or up? Because apparently these exhausts that were put on the Volkswagens were actually giving off more carbons that were bad. I don't know exactly what they're called. They're like basically diesel on steroids. That was horrible for the environment. And then knowing that this huge thing just got unplugged from the earth, where like I would be like, no gases can be let off anywhere. They throw all the aerosol cans out. I don't even know what to do with them. Okay, we're gonna build a house out of them because we can't burn them because that'll fuck up the ozone too. What do we do?
Yeah, you know, they probably covered that up for the same reason they covered up the $3 trillion missing money from the fucking Pentagon, you know, because ultimately it's all just a bigger plot to control us all as a whole. Honestly. They can't control us all right now because not only are we separated by our country and their country's beliefs, but, like, the country, the other governments in the other countries and whatever, you know, because, like, none of them motherfuckers see eye to eye. Why? Because they all want the ultimate power. But
they've all been manipulated, though. All of that, us.
That's my butt's leading to that.
Oh, okay,
all sorry. Of it's been majority from the U.S. You know, at least overseas,
oh,
they have
China.
Free...
China be having some deal in the...
At least overseas, you know, they have, like, in fucking Italy and or Europe and shit.
Italy's just as bad, too. They got Rome.
Well, no, but I mean, like, they have free water on every corner that's
oh,
filtered
right,
and
right,
perfect.
Right.
They don't allow fluoride here. You're not going to find a bunch of fucking pesticides everywhere because, yeah... They are in charge of their people. They like it that way. They want to keep it that way.
So
but at
the
same
like
the time,
testing field for the rest
I don't
of the
really
world.
Think they're trying to kill their own fucking people. They're probably trying to kill us because we're being.
We're the testing field for the world. Oh, we're going to spray this pesticide. We're going to put sugar in everything. We'll see how fat people can actually get before they die. Let's see if we do this, if we can get this reaction. Let's see if we take a little robotic alien,
it's not
how
only,
people are
it's not
act.
Only here, though. A lot of our products get sent overseas. There's only
oh, yeah.
there's
yeah,
very
yeah.
few differences in the fucking countries. One being our water, two being fucking renewable energy.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking, I don't even remember.
I don't get why solar panels are so much. I mean, yeah, I get you don't want to pay for free energy. You want, or you want people to pay. But like, guys, that is for the good of the community. You know, businesses run the world. I get that. The world's one huge fucking corporation. Okay.
Medical.
But they have laws. It's called like the good deed, good what is it? Fair dealings and good faith or something. Like, businesses are obligated to do things for the good of the community.
Honestly.
And they aren't. And they
not
keep,
at all.
I swear, it's so exhausting because it's like once you think you've got the last layer of the onion and you're about to uncover the ultimate truth, you get another fucking onion. What are those little Russian dolls?
Russian nesting dolls.
Those things. There's a bunch of nesting dolls. And it just never stops. It just never stops.
Well, and it almost seems like wherever our military started, it was founded on, like, instead of being like, we are here for the people to protect the people, it was almost like the big higher-ups are like, how can we control everyone, do what we want,
what if
and at the same time, while having people trust us, test the limits psychologically, physically, in every sort of way on the human beings themselves, you know? We'll send them subliminal messages to fuck with their fucking mind. We'll fucking launch thousands of mosquitoes just to see how fast a fucking disease will spread because we're bored. We'll fucking bomb our own shit. Just cause to see how it works. Not once, not twice, but a whole bunch of fucking times. Even though we already done tested the fucking shit. Like,
yo, hear me out.
At what point do you stop sacrificing your old people? And if that is in fact what you're doing, sacrificing your people, who the fuck are you sacrificing them to and for what?
What? Okay, so you know how like if you read a bunch of those like sci-fi books, people that are... people that are immortal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after like the 700th year of living, they're very cold and bitter and standoffish, and they really don't give a fuck.
Everybody after a certain point just is like,
right,
I want to die.
So what if Now, remember when we said before that those people downloaded their consciousness? Whoever fucked up originally and stole the knowledge downloaded their consciousness throughout the generations and is still alive today. And that's why we have these elite families.
Or maybe that's why some people's eyes look fucking dead. But because no, they fucking are.
They'd be and they like just, we just a didn't bajillion know it. Years you've seen that, old. You've seen they that, wouldn't give a fuck.
Bro, you seen that meme? I mean, it's a meme. That's why I called it a meme. But it's like Nicolas Cage is a fucking vampire. And it's like a picture from like 1930 odd million bajillion years ago. And it looks exactly like Nicolas fucking Cage.
Oh, yeah, doppelgangers.
But with a mustache.
With
a mustache. How do we know he's not dead?
Yeah, so.
And just living, because you know what? Nicolas Cage seems a lot like he don't give a fuck.
Because it would make a lot of sense as to why, like, someone who's been around for a billion years is probably super bored. And they're like, you know what I've never done? I have never poked a hole in the earth. Let's poke a hole in the earth. Mm-hmm. And then realize they never done it.
Mm-hmm. Picture.
Because they're going to blow the world up. I want to look at these EVPs.
Okay. So, recap. Things we've learned. Things we know. Things we can connect. One, all of the major, keyword being major, alien invasions that we've been told about. Roswell. Fucking.
Battle of Los Angeles.
That shit. You know, the Antarctica UFO. Over or the, not Antarctica.
Over the Capitol. You know. Oh, but over the world.
You know, all those ones. Sightings. We can probably assume we're government. All right. We can't assume that those were actual alien entities.
Here's my thing. If they're not being shot at, it's the government.
Voice.
Because just like Los Angeles, voice. As soon as something else came into the sky that they knew was not the Air Force, they were like, bah, 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 bah. So you're telling me that all these people that see these UFOs over the oceans and the mountains and they're not getting shot at have no, like, it's because it's the government. They're not going to shoot their own people.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, we're just going to leave all of these guys alone even though they shot 1,400 missiles at me.
Yeah, no, it's cool. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm going to try to defend myself a little bit.
Yeah.
No. But, okay, so, recap. A lot of known major fucking alien attacks were government staged, including cattle mutilations and crop circles.
Yes.
Okay, we can assume that. Two. There are extraterrestrial beings.
Yes.
And they are watching us.
Yes.
And they have helped the American people or the world people.
Yes.
Being American.
And if the time comes,
by fucking deactivating a lot of shit for mm-hmm. us, even though we've still dropped a lot of shit.
I don't know why they didn't stop that, yo.
Three. Egypt's got something to do with it.
Yo, look into Egypt.
Egypt has something to do with it.
Need to look into Egypt.
Four. We gotta figure out what happens when we die.
Yes.
And how spirituality also ties into it. We can't just do the Egypt thing. We gotta figure out how that ties into it as well.
I wonder what the lifespan of an alien is.
Mm-hmm. That is a good question.
Right. We'll save that for the next podcast. Do what you got.
And we also know we now have 8 billion more questions.
It'll never stop.
And I still think Elon Musk is kind of creepy.
I think he's just creepy. Saying. He's pretty creepy.
His eyes creep me out, man.
I would have to have a conversation with the man. Like, me personally? Not watching him.
You know? I don't want to have a conversation with that man. I would need him to turn around. Please don't look me in the eyes because I will cry.
Well, you have a thing with eye contact, too.
Yeah, you know why, dude? You know the saying, the eyes are the windows to the soul, is for real, all right? Because when you stare at somebody in their fucking eyes, you feel all of them.
You do.
Deeply. And maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm secretly wishing I'm a mystical empath and I have abilities and it's just me projecting. I don't know. But it gives me the heebies, and he gives me the heebies looking into his eyes. But you know what? You're one of the very few people's eyes I can look into. And I can't even look into him that long because you are intense, girl.
I don't get that. You know, I guess I can't stare at myself. But, no. Like, I have looked at people that felt were intense.
No, you just have a big personality. You can see that in you. I don't. I'm a very quiet, reserved person.
Who's a little sad.
So anybody's big personality would make me feel that way. That's why I don't like people. A lot of people have a lot bigger of a personality than I got.
All right, you just feel too much.
Only my true friends get to see my true personality.
It takes a lot out of you.
Survive.
Like going to a like a summer fest where there's so many people and there's so many emotions flying around.
Dude.
It's exhausting.
Dude, I can't handle those situations. I hate fairs. I hate large crowds of people. I hate it. It is the one situation you can put me in where I will get openly angry.
We actually have a recording time of 60 minutes.
Oh, shit. We out of time, y'all.
It was a pleasure speaking, guys.
Oh, my thing died.
I hope you have your own questions after listening to this.
Please watch that documentary, Johnny. Two-Face the Gray.
And let us know what you think.
Dope, dope.
We'd love to hear from you.
Dope, dope. Can I have yours?
Bye.
Can I have yours? Bye.